The more than 100 pages of documents released to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee included an evaluation of Biskupic's Eastern District of Wisconsin. In it, Mary Beth Buchanan, the director of the Executive Office for U.S. Attorneys, calls Biskupic an effective, well-regarded, and capable leader. She also says his office's strategic plan was in line with the priorities of the department. That evaluation was handed down in late 2004. According to a Washington Post report, only 4 months later, Biskupic was recommended for dismissal by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's then-chief of staff. Congress is currently investigating whether the Attorney General had political motives for firing several U.S. attorneys. It's also looking into why other attorneys were able to avoid the axe. The Justice Department didn't give the Senate Judiciary Committee everything it was asking for in this case. Senators wanted all documents connected to the prosecution of state employee Georgia Thompson, who was recently acquitted of corruption charges. The Justice Department said those documents were too extensive, so it didn't provide any. The Justice Department also said it did not find any record that Biskupic's office discussed the Thompson case with anyone in the White House. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.